Alright guys, welcome to the weekly podcast. I didn't really have time to record part two of Karen's banana story this week. So I'm going to be giving you a story I made up with my friend while we were playing BDO during stream. So it's background, it has to do with Black Desert Online. We're talking about the monsters that we were killing at the time. I do have a video with the same audio, but with visuals. It's nothing too exciting. It's just us killing monsters. But I'll put the link in the description if you want to see it with the video instead of just the sound. And let's get it.
Brutal.
I'm just saying. Nigga came in there, slept with your baby sister and your mother, and then killed your dad. At the family dinner, too? On Christmas? Shit.
What did you do to this man? Holy shit. Did he, like, steal your food and, like, you fucked him up and this is the payback? Holy hell.
Fucking moral of the story is, if a nigga try to hit on you, you don't have to run over his foot. You could just say no. Also, make sure you're not being tagged and followed home after you run someone's foot over.
I'm just saying, say no. And then if he still doesn't understand no, run.
Yeah, don't run home, though. Right, yeah, run to the police station. Why would you run home? That's what happened.
That's always the first mistake. They always run home.
Like, what are you doing? Bitch, you weren't safe in the streets. How are you going to be safe at home? Were you alone?
Right? Questions? Fucking go to the police station, walk around there for a little while, and then go home.
You're like, yes, officer, there's a man following me, and I would like not to get murdered tonight and end up on your table tomorrow, so can I just be here for a second? Aw, you sucky now.
Careful what you're sucking over there.
I don't suck main dick, I don't, let's not. We ain't about that life around these parts.
There's some bitch that's falling in love with a man out there.
And put it past somebody, honestly.
Probably a fucking dirty ranger or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
They're part of nature, and I love him.
Okay, calm
he
down.
He saved me.
Hold on. Fucking save you from what? Like, what did he save you from? Like, real talk, I need to know. Like, you need to explain this story thoroughly. Like, oh my god, he saved me. From what? From what, ma'am? What did he save me from? Well, I took a wrong turn in the desert, and I ended up in a bunch of mains, and he was the only one that wasn't attacking me. Are you sure? Like, are you positive about that? Yeah, like he was running towards me to run me out of the way, and then he kept running with me in his arms. Bitch, he was kidnapping you.
That's what we call kidnapping, ma'am.
He saved me from the danger. You had a weapon on you, right? Yeah. And you shot it, right? Yeah. So you could take care of yourself, right? Yeah, but he saved me. Do you have a father? No, my dad went to go get milk and never came home. Okay, makes sense. You continue. Continue. Go ahead. No one's gonna stop you, man.
Sorry, I had to put my phone on the charger.
You fucking be that moment. Are you still with him, ma'am? Nah, he left me for some bitch. What? Yeah, he left me for Stephanie down the street? Wait. Hold on. You know, like, let me just wrap my head around this real quick. So, he kidnapped you from his main brothers. Uh-huh. And then after he got you, he cheated on you with another woman. Yes. And you're okay with that. I mean, I just want him to be happy. You know what? Get out. Just get out of my office. Why are you here?
You know what? People like you.
People like you are why I don't do this job. Like, every time someone like you come in, I dread it. I really dread this job. And then I regret my degree.
Oh my god.
You make me regret school.
Oh, that's upsetting.
Just, your very presence is upsetting.
I would be really disgusted because small manes are literally like dogs.
If she's not with a big man, she needs to stop. Like, there ain't anything to write home about. But it's better than a small mane. If you took a small mane home, at this point, you're the problem. You're a fucking pedophile. We need to get you off the streets. I don't care if you're preying on monster children. They're still children, you sick bitch.
But look what he'll grow up into. You're fucking sick.
Nah, you're fucking mad. You're the fucking problem with society. Like, you're not part of the problem, you are the problem.
Oh my god.
I got permission from his father, so you're making deals with these things.
Dude, what the fuck? And I cannot stress that enough. What the fuck?
Yeah. Just what the fuck, honestly. Like, what is wrong with you?
Oh.
It's like a ganging situation here. We're not about that life. I'm not that Jessica bitch. I hear praying
baby,
on
you want
children.
The main penis?
Fuck. Yeah, man, you got me hit. Oh, shit.
Onlymains.com.
Oh my god. Blackmains.com.
Oh my god.
FarmerMainOnly.com. MainMingle.com.
Oh my god.
Mainder?
Oh no.
Oh my god. If I can imagine swiping right on a fucking mane? Oh, furries would
then
have
him and his friends
much.
Fucking come to kill you? Yeah.
Yeah. Where's the meetup spot again? Yeah, it's just that abandoned warehouse off of 53rd. Why not a coffee shop? Oh, well, our people aren't allowed in those. Oh, okay, what time? 7? 9 p.m.? Does that work for you? I mean, it's kind of late to be off the corner. I mean, if you don't want to do it, it's fine. No, no, I'll come. I'll come. Fucking next day. It's goddamn 7 p.m. and she's at the corner of that abandoned warehouse on 45th. And just 5 main niggas come out. Are you Sandy? John? Yeah. Who are these? It's just my pack. Why are they here? Oh, we're just here to have some fun. So, you want to come inside? I don't know, John. This wasn't really part of the deal. Oh, I mean, did you not read my bio? Because it said 4 mains in 1. Yeah. Oh, is that what that meant? I thought you meant like you had like 4 person. Nah, I meant that was like 4 other niggas with me. I don't know. I don't know. You should probably like told me if that wasn't okay. We don't really do this thing kind of solo. I mean, so I don't, what does it really entail, John? Like, we're all five of us are gonna like ram you. Is that all right with you? Ram how? Look, Sandy, we're here for some just deep ball, like rough sex here. Like, do you want this or do you not want this? Because Timmy here has a bitch coming too, and she read the profile. I don't know. You in or you out? I'm in. Okay, all right, fine, cool. Before you come in, though, we just want to know, you got any diseases you need to worry about?
Because the last one we had fleas.
Yeah, we don't understand. I think she did this a little too much, and we ain't trying to get fleas. Like, my fur is on fleek, and I don't need it to itch. Just be honest with me, Sandy. Have you gotten with a mane before? And did you wash after?
Some of y'all nasty bitches don't wash.
Nigga in the back, yeah. I ain't gonna touch you if it's your dirty bitch. He's like, calm down, Chad. Nah. I remember that Cindy bitch was a dirty bitch and she looked clean. Until we got down there and she had crotch spiders. Mm-mm.
Whoa.
But we had to get her out of there quickly. And we had to burn the sheets because fuck crotch spiders. Fucking Sandy over here. I mean, you're my first main. Yeah, we've heard that a lot. I just want to know. I feel like you ain't really telling the truth. You wouldn't be that deep into Mainder to get to us if we were your first.
Bruh.
Like, John, don't you trust me? Nah, bitch, I just met you. I just want to know.
And we literally just went through this.
Like, yeah. But it's okay. We just have, like, a small test. You can go ahead and pee in this cup. And then once we get the results back, we'll call you back here. It's always here. And you can join us. What about that other girl that's coming? Nah, she was tested last week. So she fine. But we just need you to pee in this cup. In that bathroom up there. Don't you have a bathroom in the warehouse? Yeah, but we don't know what you got. So you just gonna have to do it out there.
Yeah.
Alright? And then after we get the results, I will send you a text. Sandy, thanks for coming. Thanks for agreeing. And we shall see you in a week.
Oh my fucking god. Bruh. When even mains have fucking Sandy.
Right? I'm sorry. Like, if she comes back with some shit and he's just like, so fucking next week comes, it's like, oh, okay, guys. So I'm like, I'm ready. And everyone's like, yeah, Sandy, we got some news. Bad or good, you tell us. Your test came back positive for crotch spiders and gonorrhea. You should probably get that checked out.
Oh.
So we're gonna have to like ask you to leave? No, but I want to be rammed. Yeah, okay. A lot of people want to be rammed, Sandy. It's just we not about that life.
Oh shit, I'm dying.
I'm sorry, man. That's his mom apparently was unpacking with her. She heard a lot of this
yeah, I don't really know what to say.
Yeah, it happened. Mains have standards,
I mean, do you think they just stand around here waiting for us to kill them because they're filled with black spirit energy?
Yeah, I feel like they have a life. Especially at nighttime, they run faster, so they probably ram faster.
probably why a lot of people go to them at night.
Oh my god! Conspiracy!
Like, oh yeah, after 10, we always go with the mains.
Yo. Like, low-key, do you think, like, the farmer's wives in the farm town next to us and the one a little bit up the street just be coming here at 10?
I would not be shocked.
Like, look, my husband's at a party, and, like, so I got, like, 2 hours. You know, I came here for the regular. Where's Johnny? Ah, shit, Johnny got killed this morning. What? Yeah, he was on patrol earlier, and he got ganked by, you know, those warriors or whatnot. Oh, fuck. Can I get Tim then? Tim was with him. God damn it. Okay, you know what? I'll take Gus, I guess. Just give me Gus. Alright, yeah, Gus is fine. Hey, Gus, what? Yeah, we got that wife, she here for you. Oh shit, Chantel! No, don't say my name. I'm not here. Like, we already talked about this, Gus. This is why I don't talk to you like that, Gus. Got here saying people's government name and shit. Like, don't do that to me.
Ah, shit. Hit the wrong button.
Alright, Chantel. What did I just say? You know what? You know what? I'm gonna go to Dave, because I can't with you, Gus. My husband could be back anytime, and there's a lot of other bitches here. You don't hear their names out here. I know Cindy over there. She'll have a big-ass mouth. She'll say something to my husband, and then I'm gonna die. You want me to die, Gus? My husband ain't about this shit. My husband is not about this life. I will die, Gus. Don't do this to me.
Oh, it's so fun.
Like, you don't want me to die? I'm gonna need you to shut up. It's like, oh man, I mistaked you for Chantel. Yeah, that's what I fucking thought. Let's go into the fucking cave, god damn it. I only got an hour and 45 minutes left because I had to set your ass straight. Let's go.
Oh my god.
I just feel like there's a lot of things going on you don't know about.
I mean, like, I wouldn't be shocked. I just wouldn't be. Then that's how we get these fucking quests. Farmer's missing wife. I came home and my wife was missing. Please help me find her.
And then we're like, missing, you see? Sure it wasn't mutual, my guy?
Lord.
Oh my god, yo. Like, farmer's missing wife, right? And then we find her, right? And then fucking 10 years later, we come back to the same town. This farmer talking about, yo, I had a son, right? But he had gone missing, like, 5 nights ago. And then we, like, how old was he? 10. Yeah. He could be missing and or kidnapped, or he could have just returned to the pack. I don't know. Main children tend to do that. Main children, excuse me? Oh, no, nothing.
Oh, that's so fucked up.
It's like, oh, no. And then the wife gets just like, oh, my God, yeah, I don't know where my son is. And then the husband's out there at night, and she comes over here and is like, Gus, I'm gonna need you to give my son back. What? You mean our son? No, Gus, I mean my son. Me and my husband's son. Chantel, look, shut the fuck up, Gus. This is not the time, alright? It's not the freaking time. I just need my boy back. Chantel, call my name one more time. And I don't even care about the boy. I'm just gonna kill myself. And leave you with this shit.
Why is that so funny? Oh, no. Oh god. Oh fuck, I done forgot what my mind is. Oh shit.
sorry.
This bitch fucking said, call my name one more time and I'll just kill it.
What she gotta do before her husband does?
Oh no.
Freaking Gus is like, alright, I'm sorry, Shot. I'm sorry. That's what I thought. Now let's get back to what I came here for. I was here for a good time. I just want my son back, Gus. Look, Shandy, it's not that I wanted to come take him, it's just that at the age of 10, he'll go through a transformation, and I just need to hold him for at least 20 days and tell him how to control it before I can send him back to you. Nigga, could you not have left a note? I'm out here worrying he got kidnapped forever. Nah, we just have to teach him restraint, alright? He's not the only one here. We have like 15 kids who are the same age as him. He'll be fine. They all come from the same village. Wait, you telling me Cindy had a kid down here too? Oh, that bitch. She told me her and her husband worked on years to get that kid. Mm-hmm. God, oh, I knew it.
Oh my god.
You know, at this specific time, by the way. At this specific time, I just realized if 15 and more kids go missing all at the same time, wouldn't the husband start to realize something's off?
Girl, there ain't no formal education about that shit around here.
That's
true. We got black spirits and shit just popping up and eating people. They don't think nothing of it.
That is true. There is hella monsters, and kids do get hella kidnapped all the time.
I'm like, oh no, we told him not to play out there in that pasture. He probably went out back in that pasture and died. Please get revenge on the mains by killing them all.
Yeah, sure, we can totally kill them all. Yeah, that's feasible. They be crazy sometimes. Kill all the mains. Alright, calm down. Like, they reproduce like motherfuckers. I can't even... I don't even think it's possible to kill all of them.
No, they're literally respawning as we kill them, so,
it's not gonna happen. Oh my god, yo, okay, so there's no formal information about it here, right? But what if we can, you know, not us who keep our mouth shut or whatever, but like, some soldier from Madaya is on his way to Altanova, and he passes by this farm, and then he's like, why is there no children? And then it's like, the strangest things happen, like the mains have kidnapped 15 to 20 of our kids, and we haven't seen them in like about a month. Huh? That's very strange. Mains don't usually kidnap children. Really? They seem to kidnap our kids every 10 years. Every 10 years? I don't want to say anything, but that seems pretty familiar to a case I came across once in my 30 years of service. Oh, sir, do you have any clues? Because we're really interested about why our kids keep disappearing. I don't know if you want to hear what I have to say. No, sir, please. Tell us what's going on. Well, how about this? I'll tell you if in the next 10 days all of your kids reappear. If all your kids reappear around the same time in 10 days, then my theory is unfortunately right. If they don't appear, then it's not similar at all, and I'm not gonna bother you with my silly investigations. All right, sir. 10 days later, kids start popping up from midnight to noon. And then he's like, alright, so I'm about to tell you three things. All three of them is bad news. Do you have anybody else who just got their kids back? Yeah, I know all the people in the town. Can you just get them all together in the town hall? Leave your wives at home with some sensitive information. Alright, sir. Fucking noon. Town meeting with just the men, women, and children at home. Alright, so all the guys that had their kids missing and gotten back? Yep, yep. So, I'm just gonna ask some basic questions that I would like answers to. Number one, have you ever gone out at night, come back, and your wife was like extremely happy and or satisfied? Yeah, every night. Did you leave her extremely happy and or satisfied? Nah, she was really pensive all day until I came back. And have you ever asked her why she's like that? She likes to take herbal baths. Oh shit, my wife too. Mine too. Me too. Yeah, so I'm just gonna say it and then I'ma let you think about it. Your wives have been partaking in something called main fucking? What? Yeah, your wives have been fucking mains. Sir, please repeat what you're saying. Hello, I think I'm smelling toast right now. I'm pretty sure I'm having a stroke. You're not saying what I think you're saying. No, you heard me right. I said your wives are fucking man. Huh? Your wives.
You realize that's bestiality, sir. We don't do that around here.
Yeah, sir. If my wife was gonna cheat on me, I'm pretty sure she'd just do it with John. Yeah, John, you'd fuck my wife, right? Yeah, I'd totally fuck with your wife. Yeah, she'd sleep with John, not a main. No. I could not. She would never do that to me. Yeah, our wives would never do that to us. Has your wife ever itched in weird places? Yeah. Has she sung any tunes that had no words but made her really happy? Yeah, but she's not a great singer. I don't think this proves anything. Does she do a dance when she thinks you're not looking? I don't know, sir. I think you're just thinking about what housewives do. Your housewives do that too, right? Yeah, yeah. I think you're taking this too far, sir. My wife couldn't possibly be fucking a man. She couldn't possibly be. Alright, well, I'm gonna move on, but think about the first thing I just said. Then I'm gonna go to the second bad news. Alright, we don't trust that, but okay. Your kids ain't your kids. Does anyone smell burnt baguette? I don't know what this man is saying right now. I think I'm hearing Grandma, is that you?
I can't do this anymore. I'm fucking dying.
Just, oh no, like, not burnt baguette. Tom, stay away from the light. Nah, he's saying some wild shit right now. I'm pretty sure I'm having a stroke.
I only have 3 days of darkness fucked with his head.
Yeah, he probably fucking darkness touched. We shouldn't be talking to a nigga like this.
Oh, like, no.
Look, last thing I gotta tell you, your kids didn't go missing. They just went through main training. Alright, who burning croissant? Who burning my house? Who is it? Tell me. Someone brought fucking bread. Someone bought a basket of bread. I know you did. Don't lie. And don't lie to me, man. Was it you, John? Not John? Oh, Lord. John done passed out.
Fucking God. John? John, no, my fucking God. He's dead.
God damn it, John. I thought you'd stay away from the light. Shit, John. It wasn't supposed to go out this way.
Oh, my Lord.
We done lost John. Fucking Pete. Oh, no. Pete, stay away from the light. Pete. Oh, no. We done lost John. Pete. Everybody else. God damn it, John and Pete. Those were their only kids. They married their high school sweethearts.
Oh, no.
I don't think they can take it. I don't believe him. He's lying to us. Deceiver, deceiver.
Bruh, that means they would have him fucking dragged by a horse in these times.
Fucking look, sir, we ain't gonna let you slander our wives like this. I look. I know you wanna kill me right now. I realize the only reason you're not doing this cause I have a sword and you have a hoe. But I have proof. I can prove it. Tonight, all of you leave your homes, same time as always, and we're gonna meet up. Meet up behind this barn at the same time, and we'll see if I'm right or not. I don't know. The devil speaks mighty lies. But I'll listen to you. Just to come to the bottom of this secret. Later that night, they all leave their homes at the usual time, but instead of going out to the pub like they do in the next town over, they all hide behind the barn, waiting for the man. And the man's like, all right, y'all ready? Yeah. And then, just wait. In 10 minutes, all y'all doors gonna open in sequence. I don't believe you. My Chantel would never. all right. Fucking 10 minutes later, you start hearing creaks. Fucking one of the guys, Beth, he tries to run out and like, stop. It's not just about you. But no, she's probably just gonna get water in the middle of the night. Where's her bucket then? She left it by the well. She told me she had a well. She had a bucket by the well, yeah. Eh. Cindy? Sarah?
You know, can you all just shush? I can't keep talking the whole
one part. I'm gonna need you. Shut the fuck up. I don't need to know your wife's name. If you see her, it's her. We don't need to know the name. Stop. Last person to leave, everybody's like, all the wives have left. They all look like they're eating a shit. The only person who hasn't left the house is Chantel. And then that one guy's like, I knew my Chantel wasn't part of this. Hoo-wee. Little does he know, Chantel took the back door, because Chantel's smart. Chantel ain't about to take no main road to no home.
Oh, no.
So they're all... It's like, all right, well, then everyone but that guy come. And they sneak up the main hole. And they see all the girls going into main caves. No! Fuck it. Tommy and Chad immediately die.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Hey, they had no chance. They saw this and it just died and rolled down the hill.
The fact these poor men are dropping dead. Probably too much fucking beer.
Probably. Like, if they weren't drinking beer, their wives wouldn't be fucking men. And then they just like, oh my God, what do we do? I would advise you not to go down there and get your wife, because you will die. These mains are non-aggressive to women and women only. So, maybe you want to go home and just wait for their return. And as you would expect, when they returned and saw their husbands already home, they're like, oh, honey, what are you doing here? Where have you been, Beth? Oh, you know, me and the girls were just, we were just talking about how all the kids came back. In Cindy's house. Uh-huh. Why do you smell like dog, Beth? Oh, you know Cindy has a dog. She has a puppy. She just got a puppy last week. I don't know. Cindy's husband never said anything about a puppy. Oh, it's very recent. Maybe he didn't want to bother you with, you know, some boring...
Oh, shit.
What? Did you die?
Oh, like, that's strange. I fell down and I'm not getting back up. That's what happens when you play with the UI off.
Oh my god. Don't you have your freaking potions on your bar?
Yeah, but I didn't notice I was dying because I had my UI off.
Oh my god, Jesus. Fucking Beth out here trying to spit a lie and shit. Look, Beth, I'd like it if you stopped treating me like a fool. What do you mean, honey? Don't honey me, Beth. Obviously, I didn't know the woman I married. Honey, what do you... what I say, Beth? Don't call me that. But, yeah, I know what you've been doing, Beth. Because I was just with Cindy's husband. And I just dropped him home. And Cindy wasn't there. And neither were you. So you want to tell me where you were at, Beth? I went to go get water at the well? That's what I thought you were doing, Beth. But first you told me you were at Cindy's house. And I know for a fact that's not true. So I'm pretty sure you weren't at the well, Beth. It's freaking midnight. What would you be going to get the water at the well for? Aren't you scared of the dark? Do you smell toast, honey? No, Beth, but I did smell it this morning. And this afternoon. And this night. When I saw you leave our house after I wasn't there. And I saw you go into a cave with a filthy animal. Honey, that wasn't me. That was, I would never. Beth, I know your ass from a mile away. And it was your ass going into that cave. Gonna keep lying to me, Beth? I feel like you're not giving me a... Beth, stop lying. Just give me the courtesy of telling me the truth. Were you fucking an animal tonight? He satisfies me, John! Like you haven't in years! So, I go get beers and you go fuck animals, Beth?
Oh no.
It's not as bad as you think, John. He was good to me. He treated me right. He? What he, Beth? It's an it. It's an animal. It is an animal that has been touched by darkness. Can you tell me why, Beth? Why did you decide to disgrace me and our marriage for more than 10 years? And I figured out that our son wasn't ours, Beth. I feel like you're saying my name a bit much, John. And I don't know. Our son looks a lot like you. I don't know, Beth. I can barely see his face behind all that hair. John, you know he has a conditional problem. Are you sure it's not Maine, Father Beth? Because that explains a lot. Why he ate raw meat? You told me it was a nutritional thing? You told me he couldn't eat cooked meat, Beth. Look, John, I had to do what I had to do for my son. Yes, your son, that's right, because he has absolutely nothing to do with me. John, just give me a chance to explain. Explain what, Beth? That instead of having sex with my best friend like a normal woman, you decided to go have sex with an animal.
Oh my God.
He's a humanoid. An animal, Beth. A gosh darn animal.
Oh shit. Might as well have gotten fucked by a bison.
Is that it, Beth? When you go get water by the river, are you fucking water buffalo too? Is my daughter Pipe Buffalo, Beth? She does like to drink water.
Oh my God.
Beth, you want to tell me any more of your secrets? Oh, suffice to say, the next morning, many women were found dead in a ditch. All except Chantel.
I knew how to keep her fucking secrets.
Chantel's the only one who had left early and came back as soon as she left, because she left a little bit after the men did, saw them sneaking up the hill, and noped her ass back home. Chantel's not about this life. Chantel ain't about to die for nobody.
Chantel said, fuck that, I'm gonna get my nut and live too.
Chantel lived till she was 50. She outlived her husband, matter of fact. And then she went to go live with the Maines.
Bruh.
So, she then lived with the Maines with her son and Gus. They lived happily until she turned 98.
That story is so fun.
Chantel died of natural causes.
Bruh, all the other women. Fucking me got murdered. And that one soldier from Madaya, you know? I probably shouldn't have gotten involved at all.
That one soldier from Madaya? That one soldier from fucking Heidel, he left the next morning and got to Madaya and continued his training. Like, none of this had anything to do with me. He's like, if they die, they die. It got nothing to do with me.
Hey, where'd you stop at? We didn't see you for a day or two. Just some regular farm town or something.
Yeah. they had like a thing that was just wow to me. What they had? Yo, them bitches was fucking Maines. What? Yeah. OMG, you talking about just like that village that was caught like fucking catfish that one time? Yeah, just like that. I was shook. I didn't think I'd cut by a second thing of that. It's crazy.